The sun is shining, the birds are singing. Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith podcast, sponsored by the Energy Co-op. It's a lovely day here in Leith, but all is not well inside our cavity walls or in our lofts. Yes, the bad news is every year Leithers are wasting £1 million on their heating bills when actually they could get free insulation. There is government grants available and they're going to run out soon. So today's podcast is investigating how we can help Leithers. We'll be chatting to some Leithers down at the Kirkgate Centre. I'll be catching up with wonderful Leith Italian granny Dora. But first off, I'm speaking to Stuart Hay at the Energy Co-op to see what they're trying to do here in Leith.
The co-op brings together local people who are interested in energy and worried about the amount of energy that's wasted and the impact that has on people's lives through things like fuel poverty and also on the climate.
What are you doing in Leith?
We're trying to make sure that people in Leith take up the offers that are available to them in terms of insulating their lofts and their walls, that side of things, taking basic energy saving tips, anything they can do to get their energy bills down, because they're growing and growing and we need to take action.
What's the problem?
Fossil fuels are running out, they're becoming more and more expensive, the energy companies are making more and more profits, and that's why we're trying to campaign and get people involved in local energy solutions. And the starting point is to use less energy. But ultimately, if we could get people generating energy locally, such as from solar panels, that would be even better.
And do you have some stats?
We did some calculations recently, and we reckon that over £600,000 worth of energy is wasted just through people that don't insulate their lofts, and over £250,000 is going out of people's walls because they've not been insulated. So nearly £1 million every year is wasted in Leith in terms of wasted energy, and that's a massive drain on the economy, and it can be better spent on things that Leithers want.
What do Leithers want? Well, if they installed loft insulation, it would save them an average of £175 every year on their heating bills. I'm here at the Kirkgate Shopping Centre to ask the people of Leith what they would spend their saving on.
Well, I couldn't really think what I would like.
Gym membership. I've always wanted to go and join a gym, but it's quite expensive, so yeah, that'd be a good thing to do.
Groceries, shopping.
Hairpiece, definitely for myself, definitely.
I would spend £175 on a new pair of waterproof walking boots.
I would plan a weekend for my wife.
For £175?
I would like to buy a kitchen set for my daughter.
Kind of boring, but you go on food and food probably.
As long as you spend money on it and drinks, don't worry them. But, you buy clothes, you buy presents for my family, that's what I probably do. I probably end up getting my parents.
Next up, I'm off to talk to Dora. She is a wonderful Italian Leith granny. She's lived here many years and she qualifies for completely free insulation. So let's see if we can help Dora get warmer.
I like this area. It's nice to be in Leith. I like people, I like everybody here, you know, really nice people.
Dora, I wanted to ask you, did you know you can get free cavity wall insulation in your property?
Cavity wall? What is that? Can you explain to me?
There's two brick walls that go up and there's a gap in between.
Yeah.
And what they can do is fill that gap up to then make your house warmer, that makes your flat warmer.
That means I can save a lot of my central heating, you know, save money.
Your average saving in a year is £135.
Uh-huh.
What might you like?
I'm getting a nice holiday, so can you give me £135?
You should save that in a year.
Should save that in a year, so yeah. After a year I can go for my holiday.
What you can do is get a free survey, and you can either send an email
yes.
or send a text. You text the word warm to 81025.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And it's all free. And even after the survey, you don't have to do anything, but you could just see if you wanted to.
Oh, thank you, Emily. That's a new thing, is it?
Yes. Yeah, and there's some money available now for it, and it's going to run out. So we're trying to tell people in Leith, do it now before it's not free anymore.
All right.
So.
I hope I'm going to be in.
Yes. Well, you will be. Well, we can send a text now if you like, and then that means you're in the queue.
Okay.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Have you got your mobile?
I've got my mobile. Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, what you have to do is text the word "warn" all in capitals.
All in capitals.
Warn. Okay, yeah. And the phone number that you send that to is 81025.
81025. Okay, thank you.
Where did Dora's text go? I'm at the Energy Saving Scotland Advice Centre with Ruth Kennedy to find out. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Emily.
So what happens to these text messages?
Well, the text messages come in to us at the Advice Centre, and our team of advisors would call everybody back who sent us a text. The call doesn't last very long, but it's a good way to find out if you can make your home more energy efficient. And if you're interested in having it insulated, we can also book a survey so somebody can come out and check whether your home's suitable for cavity wall or loft insulation.
Will she need to get consent from the people in above her in her flat?
Yes, if you are in a block of flats and you want to get cavity wall insulation, it isn't possible for just one flat to be insulated at once. So you would need your neighbours to get involved as well. You don't always need everybody in the block. For example, everybody on the left-hand side might want to get the left-hand side of the building insulated, whilst people on the right might not want to get involved at that point. So the easiest thing to do is to find out from your energy advisor how many of your neighbours would need to give consent, and we can help you coordinate. We've got wee forms you can give to your neighbours and that sort of thing to try and make it as easy as possible.
And what offers are available?
Well, the good news is actually most people are entitled to free insulation now. A lot of people think you've got to be over a certain age or in receipt of certain benefits to get free insulation. But the funding's still there. This is kind of the last year that funding's going to be available. So a lot of the installers and organisations like ourselves are trying to push it as much as we can to get people to take the grants that are there while they're available. So for most standard-sized homes, insulation is going to be free. And if you've got a house or a flat that's a wee bit larger than sort of average, then there's a wee cost per additional square metre. But the best thing to do, again, is to have the survey. It's free. It's totally no obligation. So you can find out if there is going to be a cost before you make any commitment.
A lot of people in Leith rent their property. Can they get a survey done?
They can, absolutely, yeah. If you're a private tenant and you're interested in finding out if your flat or your house could be insulated, you just follow exactly the same steps to get a survey booked. The only thing that's different is you would need to get consent from your landlord, so it's probably a good idea to chat to them first before you go ahead and book your survey.
And what if you're a council tenant or a housing association tenant?
If you're a council tenant or a tenant with a housing association, it's still actually a good idea to get in touch because we can give you the same free and partial energy advice on reducing your bills. But when it comes to properties insulation, we can't help with grants to sort of social sector tenants. But it's a good idea to talk to your housing officer if you're interested in trying to get your property insulated.
What if you're in a stone-built property and you're not at the roof, you're not at the top? You're in the middle, so you can't get cavity wall insulation. You haven't got a loft to insulate. Is this offer for you?
This particular offer probably isn't for you if you're in a mid-floor flat, for example, in a really old building that isn't possible to insulate. However, there's probably a good few things you could be doing in the flat itself, like to do with your behaviour, that could cut your bills considerably. We can help with a lot of ideas around the house. It could help you cut your electricity bills, maybe cut your heating bills, things like draft proofing, really, really simple ideas that actually end up saving you quite a lot of money on your bills. So, like I say, it's still a good idea to get in touch with your local advice centre.
And you can do that by texting WARM?
Yep,
as well.
You just do exactly the same thing. You can text WARM to 81025.
Thank you for listening to the Greener Leith podcast. I'm Emily, and this podcast was sponsored by the Energy Co-op.